Welcome to the Jet Plane Podcast. Little smooth jazz.
Oh yeah, start us out here nice.
Yeah. If you can't tell, this is a Christmas special episode.
It is indeed, it is. We're celebrating the season.
As always. So if you remember last time, Silas and I did a Thanksgiving special episode, so this has got to be a Christmas special.
Oh, absolutely. This is coming out, you know, 2 days after Christmas. Obviously, we had to do something for the holiday here.
Yeah. And Christmas, I feel like, is the top dog of holidays, too.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, so there's not a better holiday out there.
We have to take a special. You know, all the good TV shows, all the good podcasts, I feel like they all have special Christmas episodes.
I'd agree, yeah. They all, like, the hallmark of being a great TV show is like, oh, they gotta have the special.
Right, yeah. You know? Especially Christmas. You know, like Seinfeld.
Uh-huh.
You know, they got some Christmas episodes. I'm sure Friends does. I don't really watch Friends, nor do I support people who quote Friends all the time.
I agree. But I don't mess with Friends. Not at all.
But yeah, there's way too mainstream.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's a Christmas episode, though.
I'm sure there's a Christmas episode, because it is a classic. And I don't know about Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah. There's a Christmas episode of that.
Good. See?
Yeah.
Every good TV show has an episode. Well, anyways, welcome to the Jet Plane Podcast. This is episode 18. We had to check. We're getting up there now. So
we are.
Speaking of, Silas and I are starting to do some creative thinking and some vision casting for the podcast. So be excited about some things upcoming. You know, as we kind of gather our thoughts of where the future of this podcast is headed.
For sure. It's definitely going to grow and evolve, and we're excited to have you all along for the ride as we do that.
For the flight.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. All right. Well, Silas, how was your Christmas? Speaking of Christmas.
It was good. How was yours?
It was pretty good. Did you do anything? Travel? Go anywhere?
No traveling. Just kind of stuck around home. But, you know, had a pretty nice, relaxing, enjoyable Christmas. How about you? Did you do any traveling?
We went down to southern Indiana with my, both my grandma's houses. We went to one grandma and then we went to the other grandma the next day. So.
Oh, very nice.
So a little bit of travel, but.
I won't make you pit them against each other. I won't ask you which one was better.
Yeah. No, they were both really good, and it was a pretty chill Christmas, I would say. You know, besides, we were only gone for, you know, a day and a half, really, and then back home, so.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to take our dog with us, so that's always interesting.
Oh, that's, yeah. How was he in the car?
Oh, he was good.
Good.
He basically sleeps the majority of the time, but.
That's good. You got a good travel dog right there.
He is a good travel dog.
Mm.
All right, so I think we should start this off by, I think we got to talk about Christmas gifts.
Oh, yeah.
What was the best gift you received? No, number one, what was the best gift you received this year? Go ahead.
This year?
Yeah, this year.
I would say, so I've talked about it a couple times. If anyone was at the Christmas Eve service, I talked about it.
Okay.
A student got me a book this year.
Okay, yeah.
Which was a really, really nice gift. And I don't know if I had told you that story at all, Joe.
Well, go ahead. I don't know, maybe.
It was a book that I talked about very briefly in class, that a book that I really, really enjoy. And I have multiple copies of this book because it's a book called The Age of Innocence by an author named Edith Wharton, which I'm sure you're familiar with, Joe.
Of course, yes. Yeah, of course.
I was at your house the other day and told you guys this story. And this student, I like talked about how I have like a lot of copies of this because every time I'm at a bookstore, I buy it. And the student bought me a copy and said that she was at a bookstore and had seen it and thought of my story and so bought it for me. So I think like pretty far in ahead as far as sentimentality goes.
Yeah.
That's probably my favorite gift that I got.
Yeah.
But as far as like just, you know, pure entertainment value I'm getting out of it, I've been thinking about getting a typewriter for a little while, and my dad got me a typewriter for Christmas.
Wow.
So next year's Christmas play could be written on typewriter instead of on
It's
computer.
A fully working typewriter?
If it's not, he didn't tell me.
That'd be a heck of a surprise. Right, I guess you'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, that's the thing about Christmas gifts. It feels like, you know, you could spend as much money as you want, but really when it comes down to it, the one that, like, you think of as the best is always the one that's, like, most sentimental value to you.
Oh, for sure. You know? Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting, but.
How about you? Yeah, what best gift?
Yeah, I think that the best gift I got this year was, I mean, it's tough. I think that your dad actually, it's kind of a joint gift between
your dad
and Olive and, you know, whoever, and Bob Mills. They made me a cribbage board.
Ah.
And it is a wooden cribbage board in the shape of the state of Tennessee with the power T in it for UT.
That's a good gift. That's pretty same sweet. Thing. It's got some sentimental value.
Right, exactly. It's got sentimental value. It was handcrafted. It's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
It's really cool.
That's neat.
Yeah.
I'll have to come over and play you in cribbage on that on that very board at some point.
It's pretty cool. And, yeah, I mean, but I was going to ask, before we get too sidetracked, what would you say your favorite gift of all time is?
Oh, my favorite gift of all time.
Putting you on the spot, because...
That is on the spot. That's a tough one. For some reason, when you say, and maybe it's just like the memory of it,
uh-huh,
is better than the gift itself, but I can very distinctly remember when I was in like elementary school getting a Webkinz Penguin, and it was when Webkinz was like the whole big craze, and I think it was the first Webkinz I got, and I remember it partially because I like went out on Christmas Eve and was kind of like looking at the presents, and I remember seeing it poke out and knowing that one's for me and getting really excited about it. And so for some reason, that's the first thing that pops in my mind, but it also might just be the one that I've got the most, you know, nostalgia associated with. Like, I remember just being super pumped that Christmas to get that Webkinz Penguin.
For sure.
What about, how about you?
Yeah, I think that mine's kind of the same way. The first gift that came to my mind when I think about that is a Nintendo Wii.
Oh, yeah.
When I was in, like, I don't know, fourth or fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was just, like, the coolest thing ever at the time. Because I was not expecting it at all. Like, it was one of those gifts that, like, I didn't even ask for it. Because it was, like, you know, probably too much to ask for.
Yeah.
So I didn't even ask for it. But, you know, me and my brother unwrapped that, and we were just ecstatic. And we played it immediately, you know. Like, the rest of Christmas was just playing the Wii.
Oh, yeah.
Wii Sports Bowling, you know. We got really good at the Wii Sports Bowling.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it, you know, I think it goes back to when you're a kid, you just get so excited about a gift.
Oh,
it's like the greatest thing ever.
There's no greater joy, I think, than getting that gift on Christmas morning. Yeah,
so I think the Nintendo Wii for me was probably the best gift, like the greatest gift that I remember.
That's a good gift. But I know that, I mean, this year, me and you both received a gift together that might rival that Nintendo Wii.
It seriously might. It's definitely going to be one of the most memorable gifts that I've ever received.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when we're talking about this 10 years down the road, we're going to remember back on this gift.
Oh yeah. I mean, because, now, we did ask for it. We did ask for it. For those who have been listening to the podcast, you probably know there's been one specific thing that we've been talking about repeatedly, and that is artwork.
Oh, yeah.
We've been saying we need some fan artwork. We need something in this studio to spruce it up a little bit.
Yeah, we've been talking about it forever, and we kind of had that call answered. Zach brought some things in here.
Yeah.
To the podcast room. They're still on the floor over here. They're not hung up.
Right.
But we haven't had any real made for the podcast artwork until recently. Until very recently.
We were called to the church to receive a gift, and we had no idea what this gift was going to be. Sometimes knowing the church staff, you know, they can kind of be pranksters and get you some gag gifts. That's kind of what I was expecting. I was expecting something that's kind of funny. But I really had no idea what to expect.
Yeah.
And when your dad started going into this whole spiel of the artwork, I'm like, oh boy, this is either going to be really good or really bad. I don't know what it's going to be. But I would have never guessed.
No.
What it was going to actually be. Ever.
Not a chance. Yeah, we're going to have to post a picture of it on Facebook.
We'll post a picture of it. So, Casey Hall painted this, and Casey Hall might be, after seeing this, probably the best artist that I know personally.
Oh, yeah. And the same level of quality went into this really, really dumb thing.
Yeah, if you have ever tried to paint a portrait of somebody's face, you know how incredibly impossible it is.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I tried to paint a picture of you right now, Silas, it would be laughable. It'd look like a third grader did it. And I think vice versa, probably.
Right? Oh, for sure. I mean, I did take 2 years of painting class in high school.
Well, then you've got one up on me.
I was not putting in hard work in there. So.
Yeah, but it's just so impossible to get every detail right.
Absolutely.
Something always looks off. It's it's close, but obviously it's
not exactly, yeah.
And so I feel like that's kind of the hard part. Even for a really good artist, it just feels like there's always just something a little bit off.
Oh, yeah. Not in this one, though. It looks like a photograph.
It is crazy. Mm-hmm. So if you know what's it called?
American Gothic.
American Gothic is the painting, and most people are aware. And if you don't know what it is, you probably have seen it. It's the picture of this older, bald guy holding a pitchfork and we learn his sister, mm-hmm. not his wife, is his, actually his
for
sister.
To believe Carla, yes.
Yeah. next to him. So it's a man and a woman standing next to each other, and they both have blank stares, mm-hmm. With a dude holding the pitchfork, and they've got a barn behind them, and, you know, they just look like hardworking farmers, basically.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know the story behind the painting at all. Do you?
No, not really.
So it's just a famous painting, and most people know it. But anyways, so Casey painted our faces onto this American Gothic painting, and it is incredibly realistic.
It is. It's unbelievably realistic.
It's crazy. So we'll post a picture of this so you can see it. And I think that we actually need to issue a challenge to our listeners that when we post this picture... Now, the challenge is now different. We don't want you to just paint any artwork. We want you to paint this artwork. Yeah. We want to see your best rendition of our faces on the American Gothic. Just because I feel like to truly appreciate how good of an artist Casey is, we need other people to try this.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll just have a bunch of paintings in our studio with just one being clearly the best.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll have an American Gothic themed studio, which will be... I mean, I don't know if there's a studio out there that's the same theme, so it'll be something that really sets us apart. It makes us a little bit different.
It is an incredible painting. It is. It looks like a picture.
Unbelievably so. Yeah.
And now I will say, I was the woman.
Yeah, you were indeed. You were.
I feel like I got a little bit... I mean, I guess somebody has to be.
Now, I had a conversation with Casey at the Christmas Eve service, and I know you weren't there to engage in this conversation as well. But she said that she kind of was at a crossroads with who to make the woman at first, like who was supposed to be the woman. So she said she called my dad and asked, like, who's supposed to be the woman? And she said that all my dad said was, well, Silas is bigger. So and then that was what led her to make the
woman. I mean, I guess that
woman.
Makes sense. Yeah, it's pretty clear logic, I guess. So it was your dad to blame. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Casey actually did. She actually did tell me that when I texted her about the painting, and she said that your dad made that decision, so it's not on her.
Oh, yeah. She's got deniability there.
Yeah. So, anyways, we'll post a picture of this painting, and it's incredible.
It is. Oh, yeah. We can't overstate how incredible and how realistic this looks.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still at a loss for words. When we uncovered it, I thought it was a picture that was just plastered onto this painting. Mm-hmm. But it was not. So anyways, give us your best rendition of this painting.
Oh yeah, we'd love to see it. And maybe in the future, I know we talked about this the other day. We have a very special video episode where we try to paint each other just to see how hard it is, and we pop it up there alongside our artworks, our pictures of each other.
It's a viral TikTok trend. People have been trying that. And nobody's close.
No.
Even
never
the good,
see a good
ones.
One.
Even the good ones.
Yeah.
It's not even
They're
close.
Still not even,
It's clearly like an animated, like, not good rendition of it.
Oh, yeah. It's time for those painting class skills to come back to me whenever we try to pull that off.
Yeah, if you get anywhere close to that, I will be shocked.
Okay. I'll start practicing.
Start practicing. So we'll just have a wall, and we'll even, if you want us to post it, let us know, and we'll post pictures of it, and we'll even have a competition for second place.
Yeah.
Whoever can get the closest, I will be impressed.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe we'll have some sort of a prize.
Yeah.
You know, we may have to think about that, what that could look like, but that could be a fun thing to do. Yeah. Really incentivize some participation here.
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
So, all that to be said, you know, it's kind of interesting, too, that the podcast we are just coming off of with you and Olive talking about the Christmas episode, or not podcast episode, the program.
Yes.
The church. And kind of what the whole story behind that podcast program, the story behind that whole program is kind of about this donkey who with big ears that feels like doesn't fit in and all this stuff, and it's a different rendition on this thought of gifts.
Oh yeah, right? Yeah, yep.
Because it's not gifts as in presents, it's gifts as in talents.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of a unique take on Christmas. So for those who didn't listen to last episode, give a really quick brief recap of what that story is about and kind of the main message of it.
Yeah, so Nestor the donkey is essentially a play about this donkey who has very, very large ears and is kind of put down and bullied as a result of his ears being different. And then, as it turns out, God has a plan for Nestor the whole time, and that plan is that he is going to utilize those ears to help him lead Mary and Joseph to the stable where they would eventually give birth to Jesus. And so, obviously, the message then is being, like, the things that make us unique are gifts and that they're, like, helpful to us. Now, I did think, Joe, just as a side note here, when you said this is a different rendition of, and then gifts, my first thought was that you were going to say this is a different rendition of Rudolph, because this story is indeed just a ripoff of Rudolph. Well, then that is confirmed. It is made by the same people who made it. And
I didn't really think about that.
It is indeed. That's where I thought you were going with this.
So. No, yeah. That's good. No, I was just thinking about, you know, we talk about things that are important to Christmas. You know, we talk about spending time with family. We talk about gifts. But then that is a different type of gifts.
Oh, yeah, so for sure. Yeah,
I think that that's our own gifts. Cool. Yeah.
Like Casey's just happens to be photorealistic painting.
That's what made me think about it.
Yeah.
So in our last podcast episode, you should go listen to it if you haven't listened to it. But we kind of talked about that a little bit, about how we each have our own gifts that are unique. And it's almost more selfish to not use them for the kingdom and kingdom work than to use them. But a lot of times I think we think opposite. We think of using our gifts as like a selfish thing. Like, well, I don't want to brag. I don't want to be out there. But I think that, you know, it's selfish to use it in a selfish way, but also to not use it at all, because God's obviously given you that gift for a reason.
And it's so, calling you to use it. Yeah, right. For sure.
And I think that that's cool. Now, another topic of Christmas is, well, for one, I like the Christmas sweater that you have on today. I know that no one's here to see it, but...
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know. I feel like Christmas is just kind of one of those times that you can, there's so many traditions, and speaking of traditions, I didn't know, what's some of your favorite Christmas traditions, or some something that your family does?
Yeah, so I feel like we don't have necessarily a ton of things that I think of as being like traditions by any means.
No pickle in the tree or anything like that.
No, we're not a real pickle in the tree kind of family. Yeah,
neither are we. I've heard that. I think that's weird, but
that is very, very odd. I feel like a couple. One, I'll tell you actually this one in a second, because I think it's got a better story to it to some degree, and I don't want to talk too long here, but the first one here is usually after we open presents on Christmas morning, Taylor and I are tasked with making the breakfast. And usually it does not turn out very well, because we're just kind of like half asleep, you know, just off of getting gifts, kind of making this haphazardly. But that's part of the tradition. Like this year, the pancakes that I made, I mean, had to be, you can ask, you know, anyone in my family, or also Jonathan Jenkins, had to be maybe some of the worst pancakes I've ever eaten in my entire life. They were nasty, but, you know, that's just part of the tradition a little bit.
Yeah, eat a bad breakfast.
No doubt. And then the second tradition, this is one... that there was a grassroots campaign to bring this back, because it had disappeared. Grassroots meaning just me and Taylor.
Right.
And what happened was, so my dad, for like a number of years now, has always gotten everyone the same gift. And it's like a six-pack of some sort of bottled pop, a bunch of like junk snack food, and lottery tickets.
Oh,
and every year, and he gets them in a Walmart bag and brings them to all of us. Yeah. And that's his gift every year. Well, I don't know if I want to call any names out on this podcast, but somebody in my family who might be younger than me and have a complaining problem.
His name starts with M and ends in Asen.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. You're on the right track.
Okay.
Complained about this gift so much that last year my dad switched it up. He did not get us the gas station gift, as it can be known.
See that.
You do. And then this year, and then Taylor and I complained heavily about it. This year it came back in a different form. Sweet. This year it was things from Target rather than the gas station. Which felt a little higher class. I think that appeased Mason a little bit, you know. Yeah. But
he's got an expensive taste.
He does. He does. He saw that Target bag and he was like, "All right, yeah, we're working here. Yeah. We're working here."
Better than a gas station.
But no, I enjoy that tradition quite a bit as well.
Yeah, that's fun. Mm-hmm.
Any sort of Striped Delight type traditions that you've got, or any sort of, what kind of traditions are going on over the Tempest household?
You know, I'll tell you a tradition that I think's got to be unique. At my Grandma Janice's house every year, we eat shrimp with cocktail sauce.
Okay.
You know, like the type of shrimp you get at like Walmart in a semicircle container. Yeah. I don't know why. And the funny thing is, my Aunt Sandy's the one that buys it every time, and she doesn't even like shrimp at all. But it just kind of started one year that I think she had some shrimp, and me and John, you know, pounded the shrimp, and we loved it. And so every year since I've been a kid, she buys us a bunch of shrimp, and we just go to town on it for Christmas.
Interesting.
So that's kind of a unique one.
Yeah, that is. I've not heard of that before. Yeah. It's not one I would actively participate in. I don't love shrimp.
But. And now, the new addition is St. Elmo's cocktail sauce. You can buy that now at the stores.
Gotcha.
And if you've never had it, I'd recommend trying it. It's extremely spicy. In the horseradish sense, not in a pepper sense.
Oh, like it clears your nostrils, kind of sense. Okay.
Like, I'm talking, if you barely dip your shrimp in this stuff, you'll tear up. I'm serious. It's crazy. It's like, I mean, the person who can eat it the most is Olive. I don't know how she can eat as much as she can. She could take a spoonful of that stuff somehow.
That's crazy, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm barely eating any of it, and I'm like, I'm crying because I can't. I just cannot do too much of it. It's really good, but you have to really moderate it.
I need to look into this. I'm gonna have to find something that's good in cocktail sauce that's not shrimp, though.
Yeah,
because it'll ruin my eating experience if I just have it on shrimp.
You don't like shrimp?
No. Certainly, I do not like shrimp. I've had one type of shrimp I like in my life. Shout out to Delta High School and their popcorn shrimp.
I think it'd be good on popcorn shrimp. You could buy a thing of popcorn shrimp and try it. It'd probably be fine.
This week I'm breaking. No, they're out of school. I was gonna say I'm breaking into Delta High School and getting a school lunch. Getting the popcorn shrimp.
I will say I miss school lunch.
Oh, me too. I could eat it any day of the week.
Oh yeah.
But when you're an adult and you have to pay $4 for it at your job, it just feels nuts.
But $4 is not bad.
No, yeah, not at all.
I'd pay $4 for a school lunch. Stuffed breadsticks. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm paying $4 for stuffed breadsticks for sure.
The old ones or the new ones?
The old ones are better, but I like the new ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just such a great idea to have cheese stuffed bread that's garlicky.
Yeah.
That you can just dip in some nice marinara, some nice cheese sauce.
Yeah.
It's an unbelievably good idea.
Yeah. We don't want to get too sidetracked. No. But anyways, the shrimp in the cocktail sauce is one of my most unique traditions, I guess, at Christmas. But yeah, I'm kind of like you. We don't have any crazy traditions on Christmas that we do necessarily. I think our biggest tradition is just really our travel. You know, every year we kind of switch between the two grandparents' houses.
Yeah.
So, you know, one year we have Christmas Eve this place and Christmas this one, and then the next year it flip-flops and... So we enjoy going down and spending time with family that way, and that's kind of, you know, that's kind of what we do. Now, a hot topic on the internet is whether you're a one person open presents at a time and everybody look at them, or everybody open gifts at the same time. So what household are you?
We're at one person at a time.
One person at a time.
And I don't respect the other kind of household, quite honestly.
Not at all.
No.
Okay.
What happened now? Here's where your answer to this is very important. What household are you?
I'm also one at a time.
Okay, good.
Which gets very long in one of my sides of the family.
Yeah.
Which is fine, because I actually enjoy watching other people open gifts.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, that's our day. Which is fun. Like, that is the tradition, because we eat food and then we all sit around in the living room and watch everyone open gifts, and there's like 15 of us. So by the time it gets back to me, it might be another 20 minutes
before
I get to open my second gift.
That anticipation, you get to build it up.
Right, exactly. That's why I like it, because you get to watch everyone else open gifts, you know, and you're excited for your gift. Now, I will say, being, you know, older now, it's not as exciting, because most of the time, I'm not getting surprise gifts.
Oh yeah.
You know, like my grandma will give me money and be like, hey, go buy your gift, wrap it, and bring it to my house to open it. So I already know what I'm opening. As a kid, it was much more exciting.
That's where you and I differ, my friend. I never know what I'm getting. The past couple of years, I've decided I care more about the surprise than any sort of gift I could give. So every year now, for the past, you know, 3 or 4 years, when my family asks me what I want for Christmas, I just want to be surprised. And they all hate me for it because they're like, we don't know what to get you. Nobody can Christmas shop for you because you just say you want to be surprised. And I think there's also a little bit of a palpable disappointment on my face every year when I open the gifts. I've just not gotten a great surprise yet so far. And I think that's also part of the reason they don't like it.
Yeah.
Just because they think they can tell. Right. That I've never had that great surprise. You know, I've never recaptured that Webkinz penguin kind of feeling.
Maybe I'll get you Webkinz.
Oh, yeah.
Is Webkinz still going?
I don't know. That's a good question. Are they still... I mean, I'm sure the website probably is still... You can access it in some way. But I don't know if they still sell the actual Webkinz
themselves.
That's
too bad. I would love to play Webkinz again. That was great.
And you do... I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot here, Joe, in the podcast. You do maybe one of the greatest impressions of the... Curio shop guy I've ever heard in my entire life.
I got to think about it. Okay, let's see. Welcome to the Curio shop. Hope you find what you're looking for. I mean, it's just great. It's
so good.
I hope that brought back some core memories for some people because it always does every time I say that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it makes me want to be in the Curio shop.
Exactly. Doing some mining.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's good stuff. Anyways, we're getting distracted a lot on this podcast.
Yeah, we're all over the place on this one.
But, you know, this is what Christmas is about.
It is. It's about being all over the place.
It is. It's about spending time with family and friends and being all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we should have got each other gifts. That's what we should have done. I would have gotten you a penguin Webkinz.
Oh, yeah. I would I don't know what I would have got you. I don't know.
Surprise.
Yeah. Some sort of surprise.
I might start, you know, the problem is, the other thing is, now that I'm older, everyone just gets you cash, which I love.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I will never complain about getting cash. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't have the element of surprise to give people because no one's getting me a gift. They're giving me cash.
Yeah.
So, like,
for me to say,
oh, surprise me, yeah, it doesn't change, you know, getting cash.
You can make an anti-list, things I do not want. Cash.
See, that's the issue. Because I like cash. I want cash because I can go towards anything. It's the most liquid form of present.
It is indeed. It is. So, it's very versatile.
Right.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's a tough conundrum you find yourself in. The problem I always experience is I'm putting my family on blast a little bit here. I don't know that I've aired any of these things to their faces directly. But many of my family members hear the word surprise me, and the words that come into their ears are clothes. And I'm sorry to say it. I'm never, ever going to be excited and surprised opening a shirt.
Right.
There's not a time in my life where I've opened a shirt and been like, this is a sweet gift.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll wear it. I'm wearing this one right now. I got it for Christmas. This sweater you referenced earlier.
Yeah, it's sweet.
But did I get excited and hop all over the place? Not a chance.
When's the last time you hopped all over the place?
It's been a number of years. You know?
Yeah.
When I was in better shape.
You know, one of the most thoughtful gifts I think that I actually got was just this evening. We were opening presents over at my parents.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like a really bad sibling because every year my parents get us gifts and stuff. But, like, I've never bought my brother gifts. He doesn't really buy me gifts. We don't buy our parents gifts. It's just kind of like they give us presents,
mm-hmm.
which sounds really bad now because I'm old enough to buy them presents. But, like, we've just never really done that. It's not really part of the thing.
Yeah.
But Kyle this year decided to buy us gifts and my parents gifts, and he didn't tell me until, like, yesterday.
So you did get a surprise this year.
I did get a surprise, yeah. And I'm like, now I look like a horrible person because I'm receiving gifts from everybody, and I didn't get anybody a gift.
Was it a good gift, Kyle got you?
It was a great gift. Yeah. Well, I will say, he got Olive.
Oh, okay.
He got me. He got me some we call them hand-me-ups because he's my younger brother.
Oh, yeah.
He got me some hand-me-up shirts, which is great because, you know, I always love them.
Yeah.
But the gift that he got Olive was a baby blanket that's a Tennessee, like UT.
Oh,
baby
blanket. That is good. That's a great gift.
Like, wow, Kyle, that's very thoughtful, you know?
Oh, yeah. 20 years from now, that thing will be in a frame in your house.
Yeah.
But this was the baby blanket.
Yeah.
Joe Jr.
Exactly. It was a great gift. I was like, wow,
that
super
is a good
thoughtful.
Gift. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was not expecting that at all.
No, no.
But I got
shout
a lot
out
of
to Kyle.
Gifts. Yeah, shout out Kyle. That was a great gift, you know? Mm-hmm. I did. My dad said that I'm like or my brother's like Orlando and Four Christmases, and I'm like Dallas the brother, you know. If you ever seen Four Christmases, great movie, highly recommend it.
It is a good movie for sure.
Not always super appropriate.
No,
but
festive is all get out.
But yeah, they have a $10 spending limit, and he gets their kid an Xbox. So that's kind of like what Kyle did to me this year. I'm like, you didn't give me the memo.
Yeah,
but you know, I guess I'm an adult. I should probably...
The memo just was supposed to come.
Right, it's supposed to come. I guess Kyle's like, hey, I'm an adult. I'm going to buy presents. Yeah. I just didn't grow up fast enough, so...
Oh, man. There's always next year. Always next year.
Always next year. You know what I just realized? We didn't do a turbulence.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we did.
So, are you prepared?
This plane's a shaking. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, well, we're on our descent now, and the descent's getting a little turbulent, so hit us with it.
I got a... I wish that one of your family members, I wish that John was with us, because this one has to do with Germany.
Okay.
And he's kind of, I feel like, biggest expert on Germany that I know. Yeah.
Well, at least German language.
Yeah, for sure. But he lived over there, too, for a little while, so I feel like he knows some of the ins and outs. But it's also a Christmas-themed one. I pulled a Christmas-themed one, not knowing if we were going to do one or not.
Oh, yeah.
And kind of prepared here or there. But it's one I heard on, we were talking about this earlier, TikTok. You hear all these fun facts, and then you don't ever fact check them. Actually, I fact checked to make sure this was a real thing. Apparently in Germany they have this concept called Kevinismus. I don't know how you pronounce it necessarily, but it's this idea that people in Germany have this very negative view of people who, like, German people with very trendy foreign names. And the, like, case study for this, the place where this all came from, is that apparently there was a huge boom when the movie Home Alone came out of people in Germany naming their kid Kevin. And so people hate the name Kevin in Germany, apparently, because it's just, like, the name that's, like, the foreign trendy name that people were naming their kid because this movie came out.
Right.
And so they, yeah, it's a whole, like, it's an entire concept. There's, like, a, I mean, not that this is, like, the threshold for things being a real concept. There's a Wikipedia page and everything, though, for Kevinismus.
Huh.
Like, yeah, they hate people named Kevin.
Interesting.
So...
Yeah.
If your name's Kevin, I guess, avoid Germany.
Yeah.
Do not go.
Funny thing is, I feel like I don't really know that many Kevins.
Yeah. I know Kevin Rhodes, at our church here.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kevin Rhodes from our
church.
Shout
out to Kevin. But, I mean, really, like, I don't feel like that's a super popular name in America, necessarily.
No, not at all.
Like, I think about it, and it seems like a typical name.
Yeah.
But, like, I couldn't name you five Kevins off the top of my head real easily.
It feels like a very, like a 90s, 2000s
kind of
name.
Yeah, more like... And maybe more even like a Gen X kind of name.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
for
somewhere
sure.
In between 70s and 90s.
Yeah, I can see that.
There's not a lot of people now naming their babies Kevin. Maybe I'll bring it back.
That's true. You have the opportunity to do something really cool
here.
Yeah.
That is pretty interesting, though. So don't be named Kevin if you want to go to Germany.
Yeah, I guess not. If your name's Kevin, it's off the list. You're on the no-fly list. We're not taking you there.
Yeah. But also shout out Home Alone.
Oh, yeah. Great Christmas movie.
One of the top, what, real quick, before we go, top Christmas movie.
I'd say Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation.
I really like Christmas Vacation a lot.
Unpopular, well, not really opinion, but I have never seen Christmas Vacation until, like, 2 days ago.
And what did you think?
It's a good movie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Great movie. I don't know that I even actually watched all the way up till the full end, but I saw most of the movie.
Because
it was on TV, and I was watching it while I was sitting in my grandma's living room, but...
One of the best ways to watch any Christmas movie.
Yeah. I'm not a big Christmas movie watcher, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I watch Elf. I've seen
mm-hmm.
it a good amount of times. You know, I feel like people have some disdain against Elf just because it gets overplayed.
Yeah, it kind of got way too popular, I feel like.
Right. Like, very quickly. That's how Olive is. She's like, not Elf. I don't want to watch Elf. I'm like, why? It's a good movie.
It is.
But yeah, I don't know what I would say my favorite Christmas movie is. Probably either Elf or Home Alone. You know, those are kind of the two that I know the best and that I watch the most. But I'm not really a big Christmas movie watcher.
I respect that. There's some I feel like, because we were talking before the podcast, and there's a good amount of Christmas movies that I feel like are staples for a lot of people that you've not necessarily seen. Two I'm going to recommend to you, Joe, and I mean, audience members, if you'd like to participate as well, I feel like these are underrated Christmas movies. There's one called It Happened on Fifth Avenue. Unbelievably good Christmas movie. And then one called, what's it called? The Bishop's Wife. also very, very good.
Okay.
Those are both, like, real, real, like old ones. Yeah. Kind of deal. But amazingly good. And as somebody who I feel like has not seen a lot of Christmas movies, I would recommend them to you, Joe. Okay. Very, very good.
Yeah. Good to know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've never seen, like, Christmas Story or It's a Wonderful Life. Isn't that a Christmas movie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've never seen that one. So, yeah. I'm just not very educated on the Christmas movie. I'm not even educated. I just choose not to watch them most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know them. You just haven't seen them.
Yeah. So... All right, well, I've got some homework to do, and maybe I'll get you a Christmas present before the next podcast.
Yeah, maybe
get you a true surprise.
A little belated Christmas next week.
I think that could be fun, a true surprise.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
No, you got something to add?
I was just going to say, I'm going to get mine in, like, July, so it's really a surprise for you. So you're like, what is this?
Maybe we should have a Christmas in July.
We could, yeah.
Who's saying we can't?
Nobody.
Yeah. All right, well. Thanks for joining us on another Jet Plane episode, and I hope you enjoy the Christmas special, and we will see you next week.
Mm-hmm.